Well, good morning, everybody. Today in our gospel, it's very beautiful. Our Lord invites his disciples up to a mountain and he teaches them. And we know that the good Lord Jesus is alive and well and continues everything he did in the Bible. He continues to do in and through his body, the church. Jesus is the living, breathing Christ. And he lives in and through his mystical body, the Catholic Church. Praise the Lord. And so no wonder we should have beautiful Catholic schools. Listen to this. This is what was written on Friday, was the feast day of St. Angela Merici. In the 1400s, St. Angela Merici opened several Catholic schools all over the place. This is what she wrote to the nuns that were teaching in these schools. I beg you to be concerned about every one of your children. Be concerned and zealous for their souls. Bear them, so to speak, engraved upon your heart, not merely their names, but their conditions and states, whatever they may be. This will not be difficult for you if you embrace them with a living love. Keep their names engraved in your memory and in your heart. Truly beautiful words, and we are blessed by our school here at St. Joe. Which in the fall of this year, we will celebrate our 150th anniversary as the school. The parish itself was founded in 1868, and it didn't take too long. By 1873, a school was founded. And that first year, there were 60 students. But the beautiful thing about our schools is why they exist. For souls, which is what God cares about. That's what God cares about. In our Beatitudes today, I think the Beatitudes in some ways is God's way of saying, I don't care about your money, your power, your prestige. I only care about your soul. I only care about your soul. I had this experience not too long ago when I was talking to some of the kiddos at the school and some of the younger ones, and I thought, I don't care that this one failed his spelling test or that one got in trouble for throwing a banana. You know, we've all been there. And that one can't tie his shoe. Like, I just love you. And your souls are so beautiful. And it was fortunate for me on Friday, I did a funeral mass in Nashville, Indiana, for a woman who taught at the Catholic school that I went to, St. Charles in Bloomington, for 42 years. She taught first grade for the majority of those years. And I was, of course, there's a very saintly first grader. But there was a halo on top of my head. But anyway, it dawned on me as I was, like, so many of my teachers were there. And I thought, how blessed am I that I grew up in a school where my teachers looked at me like the way St. Angela Merici is saying, and that they saw me as a beloved son of God, that they looked upon me as God's precious child, that they cared about my soul. That's what it's about, our souls. Do we love our souls, our own souls, the souls of our children, of our grandchildren, our godchildren, and all of the souls? That's what prompts us to live these Beatitudes. That's why the Little Sisters of the Poor, of course, do their good work, and why the other thousands of religious orders do their work, is for love of souls. Love of souls. And that's why our school was founded here, and it's why all of the Catholic schools were ever founded, and it's why we continue to exist. I just wanted to end with this. I saw this meme that somebody sent me. Listen to this. One day, our children will stand before the King Jesus. He will care little about their grades, batting averages, 3-point percentages, yards per carry, popularity, college transcripts, or class rank. The only thing he will care about is their souls. That's why our school exists. That's why parents go to great extents to teach and pass on the faith. That's why we come to Mass every single weekend, because without the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, we are lost. Our souls perish. We need our Lord. And without him, our souls will disintegrate and they will be corrupted. But with Jesus, our souls are sanctified. Our souls are made precious. Our souls are made eternal. It's all about souls. It's all about souls. Let's pray. Let's pray for the grace to live that reality. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.